Dr. Pinsky dictating amount, I am in. Scott, S-C-O-T-T. Obermeier, O-B-E-R-M-E-I-E-R. Scott Obermeier is a 48-year-old male who reports he was injured in a work-related motor vehicle collision on 11-25-20. Period. He was a driver in a vehicle that was standing still on the Atlantic City Expressway. Period. It was struck from the rear by another vehicle. Period. His airbag did not deploy. Period. He believes he injured the left side of his body and went to Cooper Emergency Room the same day. Period. He had further evaluation, but remains unaware of his final diagnosis. Period. He did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. He denies undergoing any injections. Period. He did indicate that we should refer to medical records relative to any previous or subsequent injuries. Period. A paragraph. Per his claim petition, he alleged his vehicle was rear-ended, resulting in permanent injuries to the head, comma, back, comma, left hip, comma, left leg, comma, left ankle, comma, and left foot. Period. Medical records show he was seen at the emergency room on 4/13/20. Period. He was working as a police officer and stopped to assist in motor vehicle collision. Period. After unbuckling his seatbelt and stepping out of the car, it was hit from behind by a vehicle traveling approximately 50 to 60 miles per hour. Period. Mr. Obermeier was thrown to the ground with trauma to the left side of his head and left distal extremity. Period. He had instant pain in the left side of his head. Period. He denied loss of consciousness, comma, blurry vision, comma, numbness or weakness. Period. He underwent several x-rays and was examined. Period. He was diagnosed with contusions of the cervical spine, comma, tibia and fibula, comma, ankle, comma, and knee. Period. He was then treated and released. Period. New paragraph. On 4/30/20, he was seen by Dr. Gupta, G-P-T-A. Period. He was feeling better overall. Period. He was now able to get around better, but still had pain with weight bearing on his left leg. Period. He also has some bruising and some pain near his Achilles tendon and kneecap areas. Period. He diagnosed a strained left lower extremity and left leg injury, for which an MRI was ordered. Period. That study was done on 5/1/20 to be inserted here. Period. Dr. Gupta repeated these results with him at the visit of 5/7/20. Period. His adjusted diagnoses were left leg soft tissue contusion. Period. Additional physical therapy was recommended for functional rehabilitation and get him back to speed physically so he was able to go back to work full duty. Period. In the interim, he was cleared for sedentary duty. Period. In paragraph on 5/7/20, he was seen by a podiatrist named Dr. Sullivan for his left ankle. Period. His diagnosis was sprain of the calcaneofibular ligament of the left ankle and contusion of the left ankle. Period. this evidently was done via a telehealth visit. Period. He continued to see Dr. Sullivan through to 10:21. Period. He concurred that his ankle was nearly back to 100%. Period. In paragraph, he also saw Dr. Gupta again on 6/4/20. Period. He had significant improvement in both his leg and left knee. Medial collateral ligament sprain. Period. He felt he could go back to work full duty as most of his job is seated. Period. However, he wanted to continue physical therapy as well. Period. He notes some slight bumpy tissue near his Achilles tendon area. Period. Upon exam, there was some mild scar-like tissue at the musculotendinous junction area, but no palpable abnormalities otherwise. Period. He had full range of motion of the ankle without pain. Period. Additional physical therapy was rendered. Period. He followed up with Dr. Gupta through 7/22/20. Period. He found physical therapy to be of great benefit. Period. He evidently was released from care at that time. Period. In paragraph on 2/19/21, he was seen by Dr. Cavallaro, C-A-V-A-L-L-A-R-O, for his annual physical. Period. The subject event of 4/13/20 was noted. Period. He was diagnosed with hyperlipidemia, comma, anxiety, comma, low testosterone, comma, and vitamin D deficiency. Period. Laboratory studies were ordered. Period. He also had He followed up with Dr. Cavallaro on 12/29/21 to review his lab work. Period. An additional diagnosis was rendered of exposure to COVID-19 virus. Period. His last vaccination was in March and he did not have a booster. Period. Otherwise, he was doing well and offered no complaints or concerns. Period. And put this in bold, this would demonstrate that he had recovered from the injury sustained in the subject event of 4/13/20. Period. New paragraph. Prior records show Mr. Obermeyer was seen on 1/10/12 by Dr. Cavallaro with stress. Period. It was getting worse due to problems with work. Period. He had a recent incident at home where a gun was pulled on by a person who crashed into the house next to his. Period. He took Xanax twice over the last few weeks and did not want to be referred to therapy. Period. He continued to see Dr. Cavallaro over the ensuing months for his various internal medicine problems. Period. He was diagnosed with a generalized anxiety disorder. Period. Ongoing care was rendered through 11/13/19, at which time he still carried diagnoses of hyperlipidemia and anxiety. Period. Once again, laboratory studies were ordered. Period. New paragraph. Mr. Obermeyer was seen on 8/27/12 by Dr. Fertels, F-E-R-T-E-L-S, for cardiac evaluation. Period. Follow-up continued through 2/11/13. Appeared on 7/28/13, the petitioner presented to Kennedy Emergency Room with chest pain. Appeared after a workup, he was diagnosed with unspecified chest pain that had resolved, as well as generalized anxiety. Period. He did undergo a CAT scan of the head, as well as chest x-rays to be inserted here. Appeared in a paragraph on 8/30/13, he was seen for Captain Buscio, BUSCIO screening program. Period. He reported his intermittent episodes of chest pain with shortness of breath, coma palpitations, and diaphoresis, not always associated with anything. But the first episode of this was in December 2012, when he went to Lourdes Emergency Room and was ruled out for acute coronary syndrome. But he then followed up with Dr. Fertels. Period. He underwent several tests, all of which were normal. Period. On this occasion, Dr. Garbalosa, G-A-R-B-A-L-O-S-A, rendered diagnosis of atypical chest pain, comma, anxiety, comma, uncontrolled hyperlipidemia. Period. He was seen on 3/4/20. By Dr. Garbalosa. Period. He was going to undergo a treadmill exercise stress test that day for further risk of stratification. Period. Actually, this visit was with Dr. Shipe, S-H-I-P-E, not Garbalosa. On 8/30/13, he did undergo a chest x-ray that showed no acute cardiopulmonary findings. Period. On 3/4/20, he had repeat x-rays to be inserted here. Period. He evidently also underwent pulmonary function studies on 3/4/20. Period. Physical exam. He had eyes, ears is normal. He did wear glasses. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Deep channel reflexes were 4 plus at the patella bilaterally, but 2 plus at the Achilles. Appeared the rest of that section is normal. Feet and ankles, normal. Knees, normal. Cervical, normal. Thoracic, normal. And lumbosacral, normal. Impressions, on. 4/13/20, Scott Obermeyer was the restrained operator of an automobile that was struck from the rear. Period. He had just unbuckled his seatbelt and stepped out to attend to a police matter. Period. When his vehicle was struck, this caused him to be thrown to the ground. Period. He did not experience loss of consciousness. He was seen at Cooper Emergency Room the same day and underwent numerous x-rays. Period. He was treated and released. Period. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Gupta beginning 4/30/20. Period. MRI of the left tibia and fibula was done on 5/1/20 to be inserted here. Period. Also participated in physical therapy. Period. Follow-up with Dr. Gupta continued through 7/22/20. Period. New paragraph, Mr. Obermeyer also followed up with his family physician named Dr. Cavallaro, under whose care he had been since 1/10/12. Had prior general medical problems included anxiety and hyperlipidemia. Period. New paragraph, the current examination of Mr. Obermeyer is entirely normal from an orthopedic perspective. Period. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the left leg, comma, left ankle or foot, comma, left hip, comma, head, comma, or back. period, he has been able to return to his full duty capacity with the insured period and